For years, the government has put billions of taxpayer dollars towards water buybacks, buying water irrigation licences with the hope of rehabilitating the Murray-Darling Basin. One very controversial deal is $80 million paid to Eastern Australia Agriculture. Kate Rafferty has the story.
The ailing condition of the Murray-Darling Basin has been a leading concern for some time, culminating with the tragic mass fish kills at Menindee Lakes last year. While water buybacks have proved a sufficient government strategy to improving basin conditions, transparency in the process of who buys water and where the water goes is hazy. Recently, a 2017 water buyback of $80 million paid to Eastern Australia Agriculture struck a chord in the media after reports by Network 10 found the company was headquartered in the Cayman Islands, a major tax haven. Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick has ridiculed the controversial deal, calling for the government to disclose complete documents detailing their buying process.
The public have an entitlement to know about what is going on. Transparency, shining the light on these things is a great disinfectant, and we should expect nothing less, noting there is $13 billion of taxpayers' money going into the Murray-Darling. And that's something I have been calling on for some time in relation to this Watergate scandal, as it's now being called. I asked for documents back in December 2017. Redacted documents were tendered to the Senate back in February 2018. It took me two goes at Senate estimates to try and get a reconsideration of the redactions that had been made. But right now, we can't see the due diligence that was carried out by the Australian Government solicitor. These are matters which should be made public and must be made public.
At the centre of this scrutiny lies Barnaby Joyce, the then Minister for Water and Agriculture. Joyce has denied any wrongdoing in relation to the deal, saying he completed decisions at arm's length. Campbell contests this.
Barnaby Joyce was then Minister. He has an absolute responsibility when presented with a brief from the department to totally understand that brief. And that means he needs to understand what is being offered, whom is doing the offering, and the terms and conditions around the sale before he puts his signature on an approval. He can't blame the Labor Party for this transaction. He was the minister. He can't obfuscate on this.
Additionally, the government's decision to pay for overland flow licences or flood water instead of irrigation water is concerning, according to Rod Campbell, research director at the Australia Institute.
The Darling River's no longer getting the small to medium-sized flows that come from smaller floods in the top of the basin. You know, it's not like a Noah's Ark, biblical end-of-the-world style flood. And if you don't have access to storage and infrastructure, like big dams, then you can't store it for use at other times, and that makes it much less useful as environmental water. And that's what the Commonwealth seems to have done, is buy overland flow licences without the infrastructure or the legal infrastructure to be able to use it properly.
For this reason, it's hard to see the government's $80 million expenditure as a good deal. Campbell believes this also points to a larger issue in Australian water management.
For example, there's a lot of irrigators who are doing terribly out of the Murray-Darling Basin management issues. Irrigators in the Lower Darling are on their knees. The Southern Basin in New South Wales and in Victoria, the dairy industry is facing major issues. While powerful companies like Eastern Australian Agriculture are getting sweetheart deals. So whether or not Angus Taylor was involved on any particular day or to what degree Barnaby Joyce oversaw whatever, the bigger point to note is that the powerful are getting their own way in the Murray-Darling Basin, while the environment, communities and family farms, smaller irrigators, are being shafted.
In relation to issues of transparency and disclosure, Senator Rex Patrick has called for a second Royal Commission into water management, finding it the only way to get concrete answers.
The South Australian Government commissioned a Royal Commissioner to examine the Murray-Darling, and that Royal Commissioner, Brett Walker SC, made a finding that there was political interference in association with the execution of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. Now we have these transactions around which there are reasonable questions being raised. In order to get to the bottom of all the things that are going on, a Royal Commission is likely the only organisation that can deal with all of the different jurisdictions. For example, the Auditor General has almost unfettered ability to get access to documents that lie within the Commonwealth, but doesn't have the ability to call for documents from the companies that may have been involved. Only a Royal Commissioner will be able to summons ministers, officials, company officials, and subpoena documents, not just from the Commonwealth, but from legal entities here in Australia, and have the force of law to be able to do that. That's why this now needs to be referred to a Royal Commissioner.
Central Alliance's Rex Patrick, ending that story by Kate Rafferty.